Welcome to The Quick Hitch with Hudge, where we discuss all things Colts, including predictions, scores, news, and more. Now, here is your host, Josh Hudgens.
Hello and welcome to the Stampede Blue Podcast. This is A Quick Hitch with Hudge, and today I have a special guest on the show. It is Super Bowl champion, Colts linebacker, Tywan Hagler. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure having me.
Hey, so I was going through what you've been up to since, obviously, you've been out of the league for a few years, and I happened to notice the Tywan Hagler Foundation. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
That was a foundation I created after the actually the year we won the Super Bowl. I created the foundation in order for us to be able to have the Tywan Hagler football camp. So this summer was supposed to be the 14th annual year, but due to the pandemic, we had to cancel. However, we do still do things in the community. But the foundation, it funds the football camp. We used to have a basketball tournament. We stopped doing that this year. But then also we raise money to help kids with offer partial scholarships to kids that's going on to college.
That's pretty cool. So is that something you've kind of always wanted to do, or it looks like you had it in your mind while you were playing as well, so it wasn't just a post-career thing?
Yes, sir. Yep. It's always something I always wanted to do. It's just, like I said, I've been blessed and I've been given a lot, so I just wanted to make sure I give back.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So you kind of played with the Colts string, what I think a lot of people would say is the golden era of Indianapolis.
Yes.
So what was that like, just being on a team with, obviously you're on the defense, so Freeney, Mathis, Manning, all those guys. What was that like playing with people like that?
Hey, it was a dream come true. So those guys are definitely going to be Hall of Famers coming up here very soon. So like I said, dream come true. All of them had great work that day. They show you true value of hard work and how you come together, how you work as a team. And like I said, they had great coaches and Tony Dungy, Jim Caldwell. So it's just, like I said, best time of my life, definitely.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. You competed against Peyton Manning every day, and I always hear interviews and you hear stories of how he was just this ultra competitor. He was a coach on the field. Are those true? Was he basically like a coach on the field, or is that kind of overblown?
Oh yeah, it's definitely true. Like, he knew where you, like, I was on the scout team defense a lot, so he knew exactly where I was supposed to be lined up, and if I was misaligned or something, like, he'll tell me, say, move a little that way, what have you. So yes, definitely a coach on the field. He knows where everyone's supposed to be, and like I said, that's why he's probably, I would just say, the best quarterback of all time.
Yeah, and you obviously had, I don't know if it's the opportunity of playing against him day in and day out, but I'm sure it makes everybody that much better on defense, just having that mind to go against.
Exactly. You can't get much better than that. So
you guys, obviously, you were on the team that won Super Bowl 41, and then a few years later, unfortunately, you came up short against the Saints. A lot of people say that team was better than the Super Bowl champion team. What do you think about that?
I actually agree. We're definitely a better team. We had a better roster. However, the team that won it, we're clicking on all cylinders. So at that point, when we did lose the Super Bowl against New Orleans, had a few guys down, myself included, we just wasn't at our best on that day.
And there's a little bit of drama behind that, you know, and I listened to Pat McAfee talks about how you guys didn't lose until you wanted to in the regular season, or until you chose to. And that supposedly ruffled the feathers of some veterans. Do you think that kind of impacted the mentality heading into the playoffs, or did it not do anything at all?
Honestly, I have no idea. If it ruffled feathers, they kept it to themselves. I didn't hear any rumblings about it.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of Colts fans talk about, like I said, the golden era. And that was a time where you could feel good about buying a jersey because it would last years and years. You know, Peyton was on the team forever, Reggie Wayne. That's not really a thing anymore in the NFL. I feel like guys just, they come and go. Do you think that'll ever happen again, or did the Colts just happen to capture lightning in a bottle?
I think it'll happen again. They just, right now, they're just making some decisions as far as who they're going to keep. They're just rebuilding the team, should I say. But Quentin Nelson, now he's going to be there for a while, so you can feel safe as far as buying his jersey. He'll, he'll definitely be there. I can't see him leaving anytime soon. But like I said, and Darius Leonard, he'll be another guy that I would say he'll probably be there long term for a long time as well. So
yeah.
So they're getting the pieces together. So that's just a work in progress.
Yeah. For sure. So, and obviously, speaking of pieces, they added Phillip Rivers, a guy who you obviously probably know pretty well, a rival, but now he's on the ally team. What do you think Phillip Rivers is going to bring to the team, if anything?
I think he's going to be a very good fit. Like, his veteran leadership, like, he's played a lot of football, won a lot of games, so he's just going to be the pretty much the addition that they needed last year. So I think it'd be a good fit. He's very familiar with the system that Frank runs, so I think I expect the Colts to be a playoff team this year.
Yeah, I agree with that. And as we're rounding down to our final few questions here, I have to ask, I know this is a Colts podcast, but Colts fans know him very well, and that's Tom Brady, who leaves New England. What's your thoughts on that? Do you think who do you think is going to be more successful, Bill without Brady or Brady without Bill?
One of the greatest ever played a game as well, so I think both will be successful, but I'm kind of leaning more towards Bill.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, he's like, when the year Brady went down and Matt Castle stepped in and played, like, won 11 games, that says a lot for a quarterback who's never played in the National Football League. So
yeah, you really can't go wrong with either choice there. Both obviously future Hall of Famers. So kind of rounding down here, we've got a lot going on in the world right now. Some people would call it a world divided. I believe that sports can kind of unite people more so than almost anything. It helps people not see color, black or white. What's your thoughts on that? And do you think athletes can be doing more to help unite people?
I think so. I definitely think so, because as athletes are looked at as leaders, role models, what have you. So if everyone joined together and come together, I think a lot of change can happen. So we just got to get not only just the athletes, should I say, with the S, plural, yeah. But also the politicians and everyone else and all the decision makers to come in, like, okay, we can fix this thing. So if everyone comes together and be the leaders and do their jobs and think about what's right for mankind, I think we can get something done, and it can be positive and a better world for everyone.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It's just going to take everybody a team effort all around. But that's all I really had, guys. And that was Tywan Hagler, Colts Super Bowl champion linebacker. I appreciate you coming on the show and taking the time out of your day to talk with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, sir.
Tywan Hagler, former Colts linebacker. He played in the NFL for 5 seasons. All 5 years he played with the Colts, appeared in over 50 games. Actually played in the Super Bowl. That was his rookie season, where he caused a fumble, kind of helped the momentum of that game, in which Peyton Manning had his first Super Bowl victory. It's always interesting to hear guys, former Colts players, talk about their team. It's kind of cool when they still seem invested. Obviously, he talked about how they're building towards something positive. They're building towards, they're trying to bring back the past. And I've mentioned that in one of my older podcasts, where this team is heading in the right direction. They're adding generational talent on the offensive line. They're adding generational talent on the defense. You're starting to get those household names in, and the only way you can really do that is through the draft. And obviously, he's made his big free agent move in Phillip Rivers, which has been analyzed in a million different ways from a million angles. Some people calling that a great move. Some people calling it a stupid move. Should you have given Jacoby another year? Why did you pick Phillip Rivers over Tom Brady? That's going to be answered next season, and I think it's going to be one of the bigger stories of the NFL season with this Phillip Rivers, because he's an aging quarterback. It sounded like Tom Brady was interested in the Colts, and they stiffed him, probably for a million reasons, right? Familiarity. I think fan perception is a big deal. Obviously, Rivers was a rival, but not quite the same rival that Tom Brady is. So it'll definitely be something to watch for, especially if Brady performs better than Rivers. But maybe, just maybe, the Colts know what they're doing, and maybe Rivers will have a stronger year than Tom Brady, and that'd be kind of cool to watch. This defense is getting older, and by older I mean more seasoned. Darius Leonard is going to be coming into his prime now. There's a few other guys that have big years coming up. Rocky Sin, Malik Hooker, we don't know what's going on with him. So there's a lot of question marks on this team, but I think overall it's a positive direction they're heading in. So it's an exciting time to be a Colts fan. Like Tywan Hagler said, I think this team is a playoff caliber team if all the things fall where they should. Guys, this was the Quick Hitch with Hudge podcast. This podcast is only about 10 to 12 minutes in length. It's not supposed to be a long-running podcast. It's just something where you can sit down for 10 minutes on a short car ride, or if you're winding down at home and you want to listen to something quick, but you don't want to lose your night on it, that's what this podcast is about. I'm Josh Hudgens. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.